Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Bobby, your Junkhead. Call me whatever you want, as long as you call me your friend. And we wanted to do something special, so but I couldn't do anything special without the man that rocks a new man bun. He's got okay hair, you know. He still has a little bit of Belgiumian smell to him, but we don't judge him. The homie Joaquin Blaze, how you doing, brother?
Is that all that I am to you, brother?
Gosh,
no, I'm joking.
I was like, this dude already, man.
Hey guys, this is everybody. Welcome to this special episode where we will talk about Junkhead, where he puts on makeup and dresses to impersonate me. No, I'm joking. Me and Junkhead were like, we want to talk more with you guys, towards you guys. So we made like a little decision that in between, we'll make like a podcast where me and Junkhead talk about day-to-day stuff, what's going on with us, what's going on with Twitch, what's going on with games, whatever comes into our mind. It will be short episodes, like 30-minute-ish kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, around that time frame. We're going to call it the Fragpisodes, though.
The Fragpisode, and this is Fragpisode 1.
Uno. In Dutch, what is one?
Een.
Okay, there you go.
Say it, Junkhead. Say
Een.
Yes, there you go.
But this is our way. Yeah, go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Said everybody learned a little Dutch today.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
what's the word you always say when you jump into my Dutch streams nowadays?
Oh, I don't know.
Slap well.
Slap well. That's at the end. Mm-hmm. I learned that. That's the Dutch for we have a good night's rest. You know, Blaze and I, like you said, we talked about this and we wanted to give you guys a little something that's just me and him, no guest, short, sweet, to the point. And so you guys, we'll talk about it here. This episode is really about Team Bromance, really. Fragpisode 1, Team Bromance. And the way it's kind of the diversity of Team Bromance has changed a little bit for the better. And for you guys that don't know, Team Bromance was started with me and Blaze. We're always playing Warzone. And it's something we really like. Whenever I played Warzone, I was always playing with Blaze, and he was getting clips, and I was dying and getting clips, and that led to the Dying in for Dance thing. But so it's kind of like that's really what happened. And
now it's Dying in Fortnite, right? Or Fragging in Fortnite, or what is it now?
Fortnite Follies. So, but it's not Verdansk anymore, I guess, right? Or is it always going to be Verdansk? Verdansk 1984 or something. I haven't even played it, so. So yeah, and you know, when Blaze and I started on this podcast venture, the one connection other than two ridiculously good looking dudes was always Warzone, and that's why we started calling ourselves Team Bromance. And you hear every episode, we always invite our guests to come be a part of Team Bromance and game with us, and only a few of them taking up on that. So you guest out there, shame on you for not joining Team Bromance and getting in at the bottom floor. So other than the podcast, Warzone was our way for Blaze and I to connect, and we both streamed, and we always had a good time. And, you know, I sent out a TikTok, and for you guys that listen to this, I wasn't, like, saying I didn't want to play with Blaze anymore. And I'll let Blaze tell the reason why Blaze and I don't really play Warzone that much anymore, because what he's doing is monumental for the Dutch streaming community. So I'm going to let Blaze explain why. For you guys who don't know, Blaze streams exclusively in Dutch now. Where, for those of you don't know that haven't listened to the episode, but Blaze is from Belgium. Yeah.
The thing is, when I started Twitch back in, what was it, 2015?
Yeah, 2015 19 BC, I think. 19 BC.
Yeah. When I started Twitch in 2015, there was no real community in Belgium. There were people from Belgium watching other Twitch streamers that were bigger, like Soda Poppin and all those kind of streamers, but it was all in English. So Twitch was more like, okay, I am Belgian, but I will go in streams and usually they will be English. And you had like the Russian streams and the French streams, but that was not, you know, for the Belgium, maybe French, but in general, a non, like a Flemish Belgian that speaks Dutch, you know, we prefer to talk in, most of them prefer to talk in English. For me, it doesn't matter because I was lucky enough that my grandmother taught me French from like 5 years old. But yeah, anyway, so I decided to stream in English back then, and it was a good decision. It boomed, it went really well, and so on and so on. And I'm not going to go into big details, but everybody knows that at some point, I had some, you know, bad stuff going on in my life, and my Twitch channel for a while kind of died, you know. Then I started again, and also Junkhead helped me, and some other people helped me, and I was streaming again in English, but honestly, since the Rona, everybody kind of started streaming in the US and the UK and in English. And like when me and Junkhead play Warzone, for example, and we have 10 or 20 viewers, which is actually a really nice number. Do you hear the vacuuming? Because it's
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm sorry I stopped, but I hear my girlfriend vacuuming downstairs, and I'm like,
it's all good. Does he hear it? No, it doesn't.
So you're not hearing it. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. And okay. I'm not cutting this out of the episode either. Yeah. So it's going to keep
You're not cutting this out?
Nope.
Ah! Oh, my girlfriend vacuums. Yes, I don't vacuum at home. I'm a lazy man. The Rona made actually that more and more people discovered Twitch, also in the Netherlands, also in Belgium, in many countries. Twitch is one of the companies that I think actually benefited from the Rona situation. A lot of people are sitting home, need to do stuff, start to stream themselves, or start watching streams. A lot of people game more, a lot of people want to, you know, watch people game or watch communities go, you know.
Well, another thing too, though, is that I don't mean to cut you off. I need for people that are listening to understand is that here in the States, we are really lackluster with our, and I'm using air quote finger quotations, we're really lackluster. When it comes to lockdown, it's different. So like for what people need to understand is that, you know, like I work for an Austrian, you know, company, and you know, we've had Slovenians come through, and like everywhere they go, these guys they're masked, they're wearing face shields, like all the way up to like Threatcon Delta condition black MOP level 4 chemical warfare, you know, suits. Whereas, you know, in the EU, you guys are like you're on your third lockdown. You're on your third lockdown, right?
Well, a fourth if you think about it, but like our first lockdown was pretty simple. It was like the first one was like something really funny that we're still off about, but our government a few months prior to COVID decided to destroy like 5 million masks, you know, those mouth masks.
Yeah.
So they destroyed it, but they forgot to put in the order. It was taking a long time for them to finish putting in the order to order new ones. So we go in lockdown, all the shops close, everything closes, all companies close. The only things that stay open are supermarkets, you know, and you had like people running for toilet paper and stuff like that. And animal, like pet food stores. I work, most people know that, I work at an animal pet store as a store manager. So we stayed open. So everybody was bored and went to supermarkets and the pet stores to you know, shop. And we were running around there without a mask. If you think about it, that was really not safe. But luckily, nobody in my store got sick from COVID back then.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was a full lockdown. So schools were closed. Kids were home. Moms and dads were home. Everybody was bored. You couldn't gather together on the street. You couldn't see family. It was crazy. It was crazy. That was the first lockdown. So the numbers go better. And yeah, you know, then the economics come up, you know, like companies are starting to go broke. A lot of companies have gone broke through all the lockdowns in my country. You know, they're like a lot of people lost their jobs also. It's also really hard to find jobs. And usually in my country, you can always find a job. We always say in my country, if you want to work, you'll always have a job. That's how it goes in my country. I mean, and now people are having financial problems. It's crazy.
I mean, it's severely impacted you because your girlfriend, you know, where she works at.
Oh, yeah, she worked at a hotel, and the hotel got closed down as well. So
it's been a big impact for you guys. And like you said, you're on your fourth lockdown.
Yeah, and my girlfriend still only works 3 days a week. And on the lockdown, when it was totally closed, the government did, you know, pay a part of the wage as a, how you call it, as a...
compensation.
Like a compensation. But it was about 60 to 70% of what you usually earn. So imagine if you have like taxes deducted and everything, you have like $1,500 every month to live from, you'll suddenly jump to like $1,000 or $1,100. So, and you're sitting home and you can't do a lot of stuff. So luckily you don't need to spend a lot of money, but you still have to pay your rent or your loans or you know, gasoline or food, the simple things, you know. You couldn't go to a store to get batteries. The only thing we could do was order them online on Amazon or on other websites that are popular here that are not in the States. And those companies, they thrive just like Twitch. But the lockdowns here have been at some points crazy. We're in another lockdown, but they're like, the rules are getting less and less severe at the moment. So, you know, it's going a bit better again. Normally you can shop alone. Now you can shop with two people from Monday on. It's just crazy stuff.
Yeah, because I remember, like you guys understand this whole time, even though we don't, like, Blaze and I, we talk every day, and there'd be times he'd be like, you know, I'm at the store, but only one of us can go in, and, like, little things like that for us in the States is, like, kind of really mind-blown, because, you know, like, we are, like, when we've had people, like, from Slovenia come through, and they're like, you guys don't have to wear a mask, and they're like, dude, this is the States, as Americans, we look at things like nothing can hurt us kind of thing, you know, and whereas like, and I know we've touched bases on it, is like, you know, like Belgium has a population of what, 11 million, you know, like, so like here in like a major city in the States, that's the population of a major city of like New York or Los Angeles and stuff. And throughout our journey, and especially in season two, like we've talked about the fact that everyone's been gamers, everyone's played video games, and in a way, the streaming community worldwide, everyone has, it's like oversaturated for us here in the States, so because everyone does it. But for you guys, like I believe you said that the Dutch streaming community, you feel, is about 5 years behind us here in the States, correct?
Well, let's say like 5 years ago, you didn't have the amount of viewers that you can have now. There's one streamer in Belgium blowing up, and he's getting up to 500 to 600 viewers at the moment, which is insane for us. Like, I know this guy for years now because I told you I went once to the first TwitchCon in Berlin, and me and a bunch of those guys, we rented like a loft, you know, different rooms with all of them. And these guys were already back then pioneering in Dutch language and streaming in Dutch on Twitch, but they were doing good streams, quality streams, but they had 5, 10, 15 viewers. And now I see most of those guys, they all got partnered recently. They all got, instead of 5 or 10 or 20 viewers, which they did for years just out of the love of it. They even have a podcast, some of them, that's also growing bigger and bigger. But they did it out of the love for gaming, and they did it for years already, and they're growing super huge. Lately I was streaming in English, and...
You could tell. I'm gonna tell you right now. I didn't
have so much fun anymore.
You weren't enjoying it because, like, we would be the conversations like, dude, everything I've done, it just seems like it's stopped. And you know, I know you took some time away to handle your personal business, and that's something that we've dealt with. We've talked about offline, and to me, that's no one. Blaze went through some struggles. I mean, we all did, but he came back. Yeah. And that's, I think, in a way, like when we did his episode, the, you know, a phoenix rise from the ashes, which is his logo, is a phoenix. And I was like, but you could tell that there, you know, it's like when you're so used to having something and then you come back and then you have nothing. So you're starting over, you know, you're doing a bunch of things. So, and like as a streamer, as a content creator, you always it's not about, for me, it's not about the viewers, but it's about an active chat. And so I still had
people supporting me. Like I remember when I thought about it and I tried once in the summer to go to Dutch, but I did it the wrong way and with the wrong people, which I learned from. I had people still supporting me. I have people and still now in when I'm streaming Dutch, some people from my English talking community are still coming to say hello in stream, subbing to me, showing support, which I'm eternally grateful for. But like I didn't have like people actively sitting in the stream and I don't blame anything. It's probably my own fault. But the thing is, well, I felt
it's, no. You should never blame yourself. No,
it's me joking, man.
I know, but what I'm saying though is like this is like because we would always stream together. That's why Team Bromance was around, I think you were so used to not having the viewers, not the viewers, but in an active chat. Like I would watch, and you would like. People would type in the chat and then you would like acknowledge it late, you know, shortly after, not right away. So, and I know that you speak really good English, you know, for being from Dutch. And I know, you know, multiple languages, but the transition from what you're doing now, and this is why I like any Dutch streamer that you're gaming with. I always go and follow, 'cause I want to support what you're doing. They know, like if I come to your chat, and yes, you speak Dutch, but a lot of Dutch people speak really good English. I mean, there's some people that you know, they don't feel comfortable talking in English. So, but everybody that you ever game with, I've gone in their stream and I follow them, because I'm all about support. I'm the support guy. That's fine with me. But they always recognize if I type in English, they answer me back in English. So like if I go into your chat, I say, what's going on? You know, the divas, you know, the diva of Twitch or whatnot. You always answer me, not because I'm me, but anybody else that's followed you from the past comes in there. You always, it's like you're that respectful thing. You respond to them and you always say, it's like, hey, look, I'm streaming in Dutch more. And then you go back. So your chat is popping off. And that's good. I think that's I think people need to understand when you're streaming or you're creating content, whether it be on Twitch, whether it be on YouTube or Mixer. Is it too soon? Too soon for Mixer? Oh, awkward. But when you get that, when you get that active chat, I think you rock a man bun, which I judge you for all the time. I see it in your eyes.
It's my Rona hair, call it.
But I see it in your eyes. You're smiling more. You're enjoying. You're interacting with your chat so much more. So, because when you have an active chat, it's easy to, I think it's easier to be a streamer.
Honestly, I like to make jokes, right? And it's easier in my language to make understandable, funny jokes or even, you know, catchy jokes if it's your own language, which you grew up in, than in English. In English, I sometimes have to think about, or I say something and then afterwards I'm like, maybe I said it a bit wrong.
Yeah, because you're always like, did I say something wrong? And like, well, here we say that. But you've been really good about it, you know? And it's just like, it boils down to comfortability. And when you messaged me and said, look, I'm switching over to Dutch, I've been nothing but extremely supportive, because I want you to be successful. And that's all I've ever wanted for, is for you to captivate what you had before. Because you got it in you. Everyone's got it in you. And like, you know, I sent out a tweet today saying, rule number one, and my rule number one is always celebrate your fellow content creators' success. Don't be, you know, it's like, don't be bitter about it. Don't be jealous, because your time will come, you know? And it's like, yeah, as a friend, I can't be upset. I can be, if I can, you know, if I'm going to be upset about it, the fact that we don't game, guess what? I'm upset to me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm never jealous of someone's success, because to me, that's a testament of what they've done. Nothing I've done. So, but what you're doing with the Dutch community.
So yeah,
Hold on, pump the brakes. because I sent out a TikTok and this was about Team Bromance, and I was looking for new friends to, you know, you were like, look, we'll still game, I just won't stream. And I'm like, I remember telling you, no, Blaze, I need you to be 100% all in on this. Because we've known those people that are that switch for the wrong reasons. But when I told you, no, when you're going to do this, don't game. Because like I've always said, you gain nothing from gaming with me, because I'm bad. And that's fine. And that thing is part of the running joke. But I said, look, you need to be 100% committed to doing this. And, you know, you're like, I look at your Discord. Your Discord is Dutch. Everything is Dutch, and like I'm so happy for what you're doing and the reason why you're doing it. So, but go ahead, tell everybody why you switched over to the Dutch.
Just about the Discord. My Discord hasn't been this active in the last ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are in there saying hello to each other, sharing pictures, you know, making jokes, and it's crazy. But anyways, the thing was, like, lately I was stopping my, like, one of the things was gaming with people from the US, like with you and with Guzi, for example, and our other friends. It kind of also worked on my sleep schedule, and that's okay if you don't need to work the next day, but I had to work the next day, and a lot of times I was only like getting 3-4 hours of sleep, or 5 hours of sleep if I was lucky. And then I always had a crash every time at the end of the week, which was also not good, you know? And just the switch, I made it like, there was a point where I stopped streaming a bit earlier every time. And what I did was I went into one of the guys that I was, that I also was with at that TwitchCon I was talking about earlier. And I gamed in his stream in Dutch, and I was sniping and having fun in Warzone with them, and like, you know, making my jokes in Dutch and doing that. And more I was hanging around in different streams in Belgium, and I had this feeling like, this feels so like natural, you know, like this is more me. And then I talked to a few of them, and they were all like, yeah, please join us. It would be cool if another partnered streamer would start streaming in Dutch. Because in the end, I think from Belgian streamers partnered, there's maybe not even 10, I think. I'm not sure. But, you know, there's not a lot of them. So, yeah. I talked to different people, and they were like, all like, yeah, go stream in Dutch, and it will be cool, and we'll support you, and this and that. And after talking to you and some other people, I was like, I'm going to try it. You know, I'm going to try it. We're going to see how it goes. I was having 1 week of holiday from work, so I had time to change all my commands, because it takes a lot of time to translate everything in Dutch and to change everything in your stream language wise. And, you know, anyways, we did it, and I did my first stream, and I can tell you, it was crazy. Like, literally all big Belgian streamers hosted me that day and welcomed me into the community of all Belgian streamers. All of them. It was crazy. And I had hundreds, like over 100 viewers and people following me. I've never had so much followers in the last years, you know, in one stream. And so many people chatting and asking me, you know, who I was and what where I come from. And you know, and it just felt so good. And I kept on doing it. I got a bunch of Belgian mods and building my own new community, because I didn't feel like I had a community in, like we call it, but I say friends or people that, you support you. But it's been crazy, and it's just been growing, Junkhead. It's really...
Yeah, dude, it's like I remember when you first, like your first week, you were sending me screenshots of your analytics, and I was like, good for you. Don't, and I was like, you know, joke around, don't fuck this up, you know, don't fuck this up. You got this, this is for you.
Yes, you were.
and I know that you've been around long enough. You know that there's going to be the ebb and flow. You're going to have your peaks and you're going to have your valleys. And I really hope that the Dutch community, I know you said they're about 5 years behind, but I think it's maybe like 2-3 years, you know, excuse me, but you know, and that's why people were like, I have one follower on TikTok that was like, kind of like, he was upset. He's like, what? No more Team Bromance. He left you. And I'm like, no. What he's doing.
I remember that.
Dr. Blueprint. Dr. Blueprint. Yeah. I was like, no. I like DM'd him. I was like, no, he didn't. What he's doing is helping blaze the trail. See, I plug that again there for you. You're welcome. Is that he's blazing the trail for the future of Dutch streaming. Now, my only hope is that the Dutch streaming community doesn't turn into the toxicity that the US streaming community is. So if you're a Dutch streamer out there, don't be dicks like Americans when it comes to streamers. Support each other. But yeah, so you guys know, and that's why we wanted to do a short little episode so you guys can know why Team Bromance isn't dead. It's just that right now, I told Blaze, if you're going to do it, don't be a bitch or a pussy, and you got, don't game with me. I'll support. I'm still gonna support him. Like when you came into my stream last night, that meant a lot to me because I know our time schedules are fucking through, like, so, you know, polar opposites. But and that's why we try to make this podcast work. And
that's something I really never ever want to give up on. You know, the only reason that the podcast would stop if it's Junkhead who gives up, you know, or he dies of old age. But,
no, I mean, it's just like when you came in, I was like that. It's been a while because I know, look, when you were streaming on US, that's why I started calling you the diva of Twitch. You were fucking cranky all the fucking time. You were fucking edgy. You were a little whiny bitch sometimes. And there's the tough love. But I know that's because you worked. You have a family, you know? And then you would stream in Belgium on US times. So, and that's where the diva of Twitch, because he was cranky. He was cranky all the time. But,
yeah, you know, that's me being tired at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
I mean,
you know?
And that's why you'll always be the diva of Twitch, even though you're not, well, you are a diva, let's face it. You know, you got to make sure the hair looks good, the beard trimmed up, but, you know. But that's why I think another reason why is that you're being more successful streaming in Dutch is because, for one, you get off work, you take care of your family, and you have that time set aside to stream versus, okay, I have to wait till like midnight my time so I can stream for a couple hours, go to bed, get a couple hours of sleep, rinse and repeat and do the same thing all night, working a full-time job in a country that's in its fourth lockdown, taking care of your son. And, you know, your girlfriend who's pregnant, you know, like I'm sure everybody knows. Once again, congratulations. You know, you and your girlfriend are about to have your second child.
It's going to be a daughter. Everybody can know, it's fine. I'm going to have a daughter. So we call it the king's wish in my country when you have a son and a daughter. And first the son, then a daughter, because then the son can protect the daughter, you know, from all mischief. I'm already training Tyler in Kung Fu and in, you know, in Taj Mahal or something like that, you know.
He's like,
so whenever
a boy comes close
in the kindergarten, he's going to kick his ass.
Yeah. I mean, he's told me he's going to name his daughter Junkhead-ina, you know, whatever that is. So that's the ultimate, well, you know. Thank you.
No, thank you. But
but no, like,
no,
I said,
the thing is, like, I feel it was time for a change for me, and I've been over 5 years on Twitch doing, you know, all the same things, and we've had amazing experiences with you know, the growth, getting 10,000 followers within not even 5 months of streaming, and getting partnered within 7 months of streaming, the crazy shit. Like, at some point people at Twitch told me that I was one of the biggest growing streamers back then, follower wise, and you know, it was crazy. I've been on that ride. I've done DreamHack, TwitchCons in the US. I've been lucky enough to be able to, you know, test games for Amazon, be at H1. I've done crazy stuff, and I'm grateful for that, and I always will be. And every English talking viewer that comes into my chat is always welcome, and I'll always answer them and talk to them in English, you know. And what they say, I translate in Dutch for the people in the chat that don't understand English, because there are Belgian people that don't speak English or don't speak it very well. But everybody's always welcome. It will always be a welcoming community. I just felt it was time for a change, you know. And
you I've have been, to I've do things happy. For you. You yeah, in yeah. a sense, like I mean, like Blaise and
I don't stream for the money. I don't stream for the fame. I stream for having fun after work as a hobby. It's like I always tell my friends, it's like when I was young, I was having 3 times a week soccer practice in the evening and in the weekend a match. And I see it the same thing. 4 days a week I stream, and it's my soccer practice where I see all my friends, where we kick on a ball, where we have fun, where we suffer a little, like in Verdansk now. And you know, it's for me, it's just... I have... My heart warms up when I see people in chat, when people interact and I can interact with them. That's most valuable to me. I always say, you remember that probably, Junkhead, I always say I'd rather have 0 subs, but 20 people in chat talking from beginning till ending in the stream and just having fun with me and with each other. And that's what's starting to happen more and more in my chat and in my Discord. And I learned also from the mistakes I made in the past, and it's a good learning school, and it's like kind of getting a second chance on Twitch, you know, but in my own language.
And like I said, I've
sorry,
always...
coffee break.
No,
coffee
no, no,
break.
No, no, like, no,
Junkhead,
no.
Junkhead would say coffee break, and then he would be like...
Yeah, but except for you, but look at everything that's happened for you. Like, because of you and your affiliation with XtraFi, the fine people from XtraFi have sent me... You know, a mouse, a headset, and they've sent me a mouse pad. And, you know, I'm just saying, if XtraFi hears this, you know, I could use a new keyboard, you know, Blaise, pull your string. But, you know, but that's that connection, is that it doesn't matter. Worlds, two different worlds colliding, and it's working for us, you know, like no matter what, if we don't game, we still have our podcast that we do. But because
we,
of
we
the
bitch
Switch,
against each other about stuff that happened in real life.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
to me, you're a good friend of mine. But Junkhead, even though we never met, you're a good friend, and one day we'll meet, and I'll first probably bitch slap you for everything.
And I
you
will
say
fucking
and do towards
slap
me.
The shit out of you back. That'll be our handshake.
And then we'll have a beer together and laugh with our broken teeth, but our bloody noses. But hey, you know, like Junkhead's my homie, and I'll always be there for him, and I know he will always be there for me to support me. And he's better at supporting people. When he starts bitching, sometimes I go like, you're bitching, dude, like, and he's like, I just need some support, please. And I'm like, no, I'm a diva, I don't, you know.
I don't do that. But you know, the thing, it's reopened doors for you, because you know, for those of you guys that don't know, Blaise just landed a partnership with in the Dutch community, because what he's doing to help grow that community is now sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
Yeah, so, Monster Energy Drinks Benelux. So the Benelux is something we say for Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg. And usually, because they're smaller countries, they're like combined together, and they have like one head office for the 3 countries, because Luxembourg is like... so small you can't even see it on the map almost, and Belgium is what, 11 million people, and the Netherlands is 16 million people. So you're talking about, let's say, 28 million people max, you know.
Yeah, you
so
need to still reach out to your people. I still haven't got my delivery yet. You know,
yeah,
don't forget about that.
I will. But like, you got to imagine, like back in the days, to give you an example, when I was trying to get sponsors, and I contacted the Benelux companies, like, you know, all the gaming companies. They also had their head offices in the Netherlands or in Belgium. And they were like, yeah, but 95% of our budget goes to the Netherlands for content creation and like 5% to Belgium. And we picked some random dude or girl that has 5 viewers, but they look okay. So we spend our budget on them. And like for me, it was only possible to get sponsorships through Sweden, where there's a big gaming community where I got XtraFi from, where their head office is also. and through the US. But imagine a Belgian dude from an 11 million people country contacting a US company and being like, hey, what do you think about a sponsorship, you know? And they'd be like, yeah, what's your demographic and where are you situated? And then I had to like show with numbers that half of my viewers were actually from the US, for example, to even land the sponsorship, because else I could forget about it. So even having back then a lot of viewers and a lot of followers, it was really hard to get sponsorships because I was from a small country. And that's also changing, and there's more and more budgets. Today, one of the bigger streamers in Belgium, he went on the radio in Belgium, like thinking about, and they were asking him about how's Twitch, and people from the radio came into his stream to follow and sub to him. They were asking him how the update was on Verdansk, how it's going, to explain Twitch and blah, blah, blah. And like, it's growing. It's even, you know, even on esports, they're started, there's a CSGO league now. There's a FIFA league now through the soccer clubs here, the football clubs, like we call them. So every soccer club in Belgium has their own two, three guys that are players for them in FIFA, like the NBA podcast we did, you know?
Yeah.
But they do it with soccer, and all the major teams have their own esports team now in FIFA. So it's starting to grow. There's a channel on one of the pay TV channels that's starting to show all these games live on TV now, that if you're paying a subscription to that company, you can watch all those games. And it's starting to grow. There's more and more stuff happening, and it's nice to be able to jump into that, because all that stuff already is happening in your country.
It's just, let's just say the future, as long as you guys stay the path, and you've been part of the path for on the American side, now it's your chance to help the Dutch streaming community to be what it really should be. So you guys know, Team Bromance is not dead. We're just taking a little bit of gaming hiatus. Yeah, we wanted to keep it short for you guys, and let's let you guys know.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How is your PC build going?
I don't know.
Is every power like part in place or not?
I'm not sure. I got power to my MOBO, but none of my fans are working. I think it's the Cooler Master little box thing. I'm just gonna try to hook everything up to my. But that's another frag episode right there. So
maybe just a tip, and maybe people can send in some tips if they can help you, but maybe just take all your shit, go to computer store
and say, can you make this work for me, please? I'm sure I got some stuff on plugs and
pay him like $50 or something for the hour of work to replug everything, and then you're good to go, I think, you know.
So yeah. But you guys, we wanted to give you guys a little bit. I hope you guys enjoy these frag episodes. They're going to be a little short.
Are we already 30 minutes in?
We're almost at 40 minutes, so yeah.
Wow.
So from now on, we'll try to make them like 25, 30 minutes real quick. It's just that this one was going to be a little bit longer because the supporters of Team Bromance have been wondering what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% all committed to Blaze doing what he's doing. He owes me 50 gifted subs, but no one, you know, we're not going to talk about that. That's off the air, but,
or his Dutch. Can I pay them like once a month?
Dutch community come in and just gift sub 5 subs each. But, normally we do our outro, but I think it's more fitting if Blaze does all of it, the outro in Dutch. So the floor is yours.
But fragging and lagging doesn't sound good in Dutch, to be honest.
Just make it happen. It's for the entertainment value.
Oh, okay. Bedankt iedereen om te luisteren naar deze fantastische episode met Junkhead. En dat we nu de frag-episode noemen. We zijn ietsje langer bezig geweest, maar bedankt aan iedereen om te luisteren. En als je niet aan het knallen bent, dan lijk je waarschijnlijk.
Slap wel.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh yeah, baby! Oh, mommy, I gotta kill! Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas!